think that would really help people to want to buy more, because it wouldn't be such a long line anyway. I appreciate you bringing this forward, and also the comment about the encryption doesn't make me feel 100% comfortable, because as Representative Hayes says, there are people out there who seem to be smarter than we are, and we always face that in moving in this direction. But I can tell you what, we can't go backwards, we have to go forward, and so we just have to be get smarter than they are.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if I could, when I first started looking at driver's licenses for purposes of writing citations in 1968, they were paper piece, filled out by hand for the most part. We eventually moved to the current driver's license, which is still pretty easy to change or do. So I think moving to a secure, digitally produced one makes a lot of sense. And I think, given the identity theft concerns of and rightful concerns of people, we've taken some steps in the last couple of years by this legislature to take the Social Security number and some other things off of it. I think makes sense.
Just follow up on that, Representative James. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're winding down the last 2 minutes.
You mentioned the Social Security number, and I wanted to be sure that when you run through this thing, the only thing you get is what's on the face of it, not all the rest of the stuff in this particular case.
And as I understand it, that's the way it will be. The barcode would be the face information.
Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, Ms. Marshburn is in a much better position to answer that question, and I assume she
Harry,
will
do you want to
answer for you.
Mr. Chairman, Bill is correct. The only thing on the barcode is that which is already displayed on the face of the license.
Which was one of my first concerns. Because anytime you talk about identification, certainly to me the Social Security number comes up. But, there are, like you say, many other places people can get information. In fact, I was surfing the Internet not too long ago, and with a reverse phone book and some other checks on economy, you can get a lot of information about people. I was shocked. Representative Wilson also had a question for Dell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With this new digital system now, what are the implications as far as maybe some of the FBI requirements or maybe security as far as it interfaces with passports and when we're going to international travel and stuff? Does this help a lot, just because our old ones can be duplicated, so to say, and these aren't so much?
To the chair, Representative Wilson, technology is mind-boggling to me and changes every day. I believe it potentially can be done by linking them. Right now, I would assume if Deputy Chief Muse officers have an in-car terminal, they can swipe, but they can acquire against the Alaska Public Safety Information Network to determine if there's any wants or warrants or locates out for an individual. It also would presumably determine whether or not there was any national wants or warrants for the individual. It depends upon the linkages that NCIC does then out to other agencies about whether or not you would want to check passport status, citizenry status, those kinds of things. There certainly is a lot of potential to gather a lot of information about an individual fairly quickly, which I believe was Representative Crawford's concerns. It is out there, but electronically it is able to be consolidated, which I think is a concern of most people. But I think technologically what you're asking, yes, it could be done. The same as swiping at the airport, I assume, if you went against the national databases.
I think secure identification is always going to be a hot discussion. I don't want to go too much further in it, because I want to retreat back to what the bill actually says, and that is there's the raise in fees. And the policy call here is whether we'll actually waive off the fees. But certainly, as you can see, the whole discussion has been raised around what the fees are going to do. So I think it's been appropriate to go ahead and allow that discussion. And what I'll do, the question I have on the fiscal note is just that connection. And since the bill doesn't specifically say those words in there, like Mr. Smith said, I want to make sure that I'm very sure of the connection, how that works. And Mary, that's kind of my intention, so I'll be getting in contact with you. I'm going to hold this over for the next hearing. So the next policy discussion we'll go to is, what do the actual fee changes mean? Do we want to pass off that policy? And since we already had this discussion, I'm not going to go back into the identity discussion, because I think we've pretty well covered that. Now the next choice we have to make, the next decision we have to make, is do we want to pass off these fees up to the next committee for these reasons? So with that, Mary, I'm going to give you one last shot. Is there anything that we've covered that you want to clarify or chime in on?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Deputy Chief Hugh wanted to add one comment about the data, that your concern about the transmission of data.
Sure. Mr. Mule?
I know you want to wrap up. I'll make this very short. Folks should remember that the data you're talking about right now is going out over voice radio for everybody to hear these days. Your name, your driver's license number, your identifying features are radioed back and forth between dispatch, anybody's dispatch, and any officer out there who's trying to make a records check. So it's out there for the daily news to listen to on scanner. Going digital will make this stuff nearly impossible to monitor, but right now it's wide open.
Yeah, which we've heard complaints about, and which even in my own office I've made mention to our different police forces on. So I appreciate that. Certainly, this is a way to clean that up a little bit. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your time, Mary and Mark. Appreciate it, Del, for coming in. We'll hold this over for one other committee meeting, and I'll make sure everybody is aware of when that's going to be. And thank you for the discussion. We're going to adjourn this committee 4 minutes after 10.